encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Well, today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to look at asking, seeking, and knocking. In Matthew 7:7, Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." James, you believe that each of these things, asking, seeking, and knocking, represent different ways to pray, right? And you're that guy, so let's talk.
Well, I got the idea from Charles Spurgeon. I was reading one of his sermons called Prayer Certain of Success, where he points out that each of these commands, asking, seeking, knocking, refer to an ascending scale of intensity. I'd never seen that before, but I think it's right. Jesus always made his words count, you know, so he isn't just using different words to say the same thing. Each one is different, and it matters because, you know, sometimes we can just stop at asking when we need to take a step further. And if we don't take that step, it can cause us to wonder if our prayers make any difference at all.
Yeah, so how do you respond to the person who says we don't always get what we ask for? And pushing harder doesn't always mean that we will either. I mean, God is God, and he will do what he will.
Well, you know, I agree with that, but I would add that if we don't make the effort to draw closer to him, we won't have the strength to actually understand that or to accept it.
Ah, so let's go deeper. How are asking and seeking and knocking different?
Great question. Asking is just that. Putting our requests before God, but seeking, that takes another step. Spurgeon said that when we seek, we marshal our arguments and plead reasons, and we begin to wrestle with God for the mercies needed.
So seeking is basically taking the time to make your case with God. Why? What you're asking for matters. I can see why that's really important, because you're not just making a request, you're putting more of yourself into it.
Right, right. And the more we get real with God, the more he makes himself real to us. So this is a way of loving God with your mind. You're thinking it through and pleading your case. And you see that kind of praying all over Scripture.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, Abraham did it. Moses did it. Jacob did it. Elijah did it. David did it. Jesus did it. Paul did it. I could keep going on.
You really could. And the thing is, we don't always pray that way. Usually we just ask. You know, we put up our requests and we stop at that. And most of the time we don't start to seek until a request hasn't been granted. And so then we start to push back a little. But I think we'd have more success in our praying by asking and seeking together when we first start to pray, especially because it takes us a step closer to God in our hearts and minds, and that will help us pray in the ways that we need to. I mean, I believe that this means that we're praying with more faith because we're focused and engaged in our asking, and we're interacting with him when we do.
So could you say it's like we're loving the Lord by engaging him with our thoughts when we seek?
Well, right. You see how we're going deeper?
Ah, so what about knocking?
Okay, well, that's where it gets even better. Each of these approaches draws closer to God. Asking starts at a distance, seeking steps closer, and knocking is making some noise. And God loves it when we come to him this way. And again, this isn't pitching a fit before God and saying, you know, my will be done. That's still prayer at a distance because our eyes are only on ourselves and what we want, not on him. So the key to knocking is love for him above all else, with our hearts reaching for him. So we go to him with humility, but also with this passionate boldness, because we know that we can, because we're his children. And Spurgeon explains each step of prayer this way. He says, faith asks because she believes God will give. Hope, having asked, expects and therefore seeks for the blessing. Love comes nearer still and will not take a denial from God, but desires to enter into his house and to sup with him, and therefore knocks at his door till he opens.
So knocking is really loving the Lord with all your heart and soul and strength and mind.
Right, right. And we need to remember that when the door opens, it opens to a smiling face. I mean, when we knock, we lay it all out there. But the thing that makes knocking so effective is that we're not just, you know, going after God's hand. We're after his heart. We're recognizing that he means more than anything else. So we're seeking his comfort and wisdom and strength in the moment, even while we're making our case. And at the same time, we entrust ourselves to him, and we recognize that he is our Abba, our Father, who knows how to give good gifts to his children. And so it's an act of worship when we knock. And when we pray like that, he has a way of drawing near to us and giving us what we need, even if the answer to our prayer that we're looking for doesn't come right away.
Because he gives us himself.
Exactly. And we can never outlove him when we pray. So when we go to meet with him with love, he has a way of meeting us there.
Yeah, this is very cool. What a helpful way to understand prayer and the importance of going deeper in it. Why don't you wrap things up by praying, and we can all apply this to our lives.
Let's do it. Father, thank you that we can come. Thank you that we can ask it all. But thank you, Lord, that we can take the next step, that we can seek. And that not only can we seek, but we can knock, that you long to hear from us, that you listen to us, and that the door opens to your smiling face. Oh, Lord, thank you that you want us to pray. Help us to want to always seek your face. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.